Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 1st. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss a fascinating new study on AI in medical diagnostics.
Thanks, Ted. ChatGPT is indeed an AI language model, but it's more than just that. It's a sophisticated system that can understand and generate human-like text based on vast amounts of training data. In this study, researchers leverage GPT-4, the latest iteration, to analyze complex brain tumor MRI reports and make diagnostic assessments.
Hold up, Eric. You're glossing over some crucial details here. ChatGPT isn't just...
I wasn't finished, Kate. If you'd let me continue, I was about to explain that ChatGPT achieved a remarkable 73% accuracy rate in diagnosing brain tumors.
That's misleading, Eric. You can't just throw out a single percentage without context. The accuracy varied significantly
depending on who wrote it. The fact remains that ChatGPT slightly outperformed both neuroradiologists and general radiologists. That's a significant achievement that we shouldn't...
Let's take a step back here. Kate, could you explain the methodology of the study in more detail?
Gladly, Ted. The researchers analyzed 150 preoperative brain tumor MRI reports originally written in Japanese. These were translated into English, and then both ChatGPT and 5 human radiologists were tasked with providing differential and final diagnoses based on the report content. It's a pretty straightforward setup, but there are some potential issues we need to consider.
You're right about the methodology, Kate, but you're missing a crucial point. This study used real-world clinical reports, not academic quizzes or hypothetical scenarios. That's what makes these results so compelling and applicable to actual medical practice.
Sure, Eric, but let's not overlook the potential biases here. The translation process from Japanese to English could have introduced errors or subtle nuances that affected the diagnoses. Language is complex, and medical terminology even more so. We can't just assume that nothing was lost in translation.
That's pure speculation, Kate. The fact remains that ChatGPT performed comparably to human experts in this real-world scenario. That's the headline here, not your hypothetical translation issues.
Comparable doesn't mean better, Eric. We can't ignore the human element in medical diagnosis. Doctors bring years of experience, intuition, and the ability to consider factors that might not be captured in a written report. AI simply can't replicate that, at least not yet.
You both raise interesting points. Let's put this study in historical context. Eric, can you think of a similar breakthrough in medical diagnostics from the past?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the introduction of X-rays in the late 19th century. In 1895, Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen discovered X-rays, which revolutionized medical diagnostics. It was a game changer, allowing doctors to see inside the human body without invasive procedures for the first time. I see AI as a similar paradigm shift in how we approach medical diagnosis.
That's a stretch, Eric. X-rays were a physical tool, while AI is a computational tool.
Not at all, Kate. Both X-rays and AI represent major leaps forward in how we diagnose diseases. X-rays allowed us to see inside the body non-invasively, and AI is allowing us to process and interpret medical data in ways humans simply can't.
But
the
Eric,
parallel is clear.
X-rays were immediately useful and widely adopted. AI in medicine is still controversial and unproven in many areas. We can't just assume it'll have the same impact or acceptance rate as X-rays did.
Interesting comparison. Kate, how do you think the adoption of AI in radiology might differ from the adoption of X-rays?
Well, Ted, the adoption of AI will likely be much slower and more contentious. There are serious ethical concerns to consider, issues of accountability when mistakes are made, and the very real risk of job displacement for radiologists. It's not just about the technology itself, but about how it fits into our existing medical and legal frameworks.
I have to disagree, Kate. The adoption might actually be faster due to our interconnected world. Once AI proves its worth in multiple studies like this one, it could be implemented globally.
That's dangerously optimistic, Eric. We need extensive testing and regulation before even considering widespread adoption. We're talking about people's lives here.
But we can't afford to wait, Kate. If AI can improve diagnostic accuracy and potentially save lives, we have an ethical obligation to implement it as quickly as responsibly possible. Every day we delay could mean misdiagnoses and unnecessary suffering.
At the cost of potentially misdiagnosing patients due to AI errors, That's irresponsible, Eric. We need to be absolutely certain about the reliability and safety of these systems before we start using them on real patients.
Both of you make compelling arguments. Let's look to the future. Eric, how do you see this technology developing in the next decade?
I believe we'll see AI becoming an indispensable tool in radiology, Ted. It'll likely evolve beyond just analyzing reports to interpreting raw imaging data directly. Imagine AI systems that can spot patterns invisible to the human eye, potentially catching tumors or other abnormalities at much earlier stages. This could revolutionize early detection and treatment planning.
That's a rosy picture, Eric. But what about the risks? AI could become a crutch, eroding doctors' skills and leading
to AI will free up radiologists to focus on complex cases and patient care. It's not about replacement, but augmentation. Radiologists will be able to handle more cases more accurately, improving overall.
But what happens when AI makes a mistake? Who's liable? The doctor, the hospital, or the AI company? These are serious questions we need to address before we start putting all our faith in algorithms.
Both of you raise valid points. Kate, how do you envision the role of human radiologists changing as this technology advances?
I see radiologists becoming more like AI supervisors, Ted. They'll need to understand both medicine and technology, interpreting AI results and catching its mistakes. It's a fundamental shift in the role, and not necessarily a positive one. We could end up with doctors who are more focused on managing software than on understanding the nuances of human health.
That's too limited a view, Kate. Radiologists will become more efficient and accurate with AI assistance, able to handle more cases, and provide better care. It's about enhancing human capability.
But at what cost to their skills and job satisfaction? We could end up with a generation of radiologists who can't function without AI. That's a dangerous
That's fear-mongering,
dependency.
Kate. Doctors have always adapted to new technologies, from stethoscopes to MRI machines. This is no different. It's just the next step in the evolution of medical practice.
It's entirely different, Eric. We're talking about ceding medical judgment to machines. That's unprecedented and potentially dangerous. We need to approach this with a lot more caution than you're suggesting.
Well, it's clear that AI in radiology is a complex and contentious issue. While the potential benefits are exciting, there are certainly valid concerns that need to be addressed. As this technology continues to develop, it'll be crucial to balance innovation with patient safety and ethical considerations. Thank you both for this enlightening discussion.